This is the Kindy Rockstars Podcast, Season 5. Bringing you incredibly talented singers, artists, creators, and producers in the genre of children's music. I'm your host, Patrick Adams. Each episode will feature songs, albums, videos, or live performances, along with great stories from the artists themselves. Kindy Rockstar Season 5 is proud to be supported and sponsored by Waltmania Public Relations, serving the family entertainment community for more than 20 years. And now, on with the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Kindy Rockstars. I have on the show with me today a returning guest, but it's been a minute since you've been on. Welcome back to the show, Dana Rice.
Hello, hello. So good to be back.
Great to have you back on. And tell us, what have you been up to since the last time we talked?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, I'm a big kid and I love to just do things with kids all the time. So since I was here last, I went on what I call my Big Dreams Tour. And I took some kids with me. We went to Costa Rica. Before that, I went to Ghana, went to Kenya. So just kind of going around the world singing with kids.
Wow. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about those experiences. Costa Rica and Ghana, like when you got there, kind of what was your plan and itinerary, and how did you end up performing there?
So I'll start with Ghana because I actually went there first. I didn't really know what the plan was. It was just like, just show up and see what happens. So there was an event going on and I had a friend that was participating in that. And I said, hey, I want to come and see what you're doing with the choir. She was working with the choir. And next thing I know, I was speaking on a panel about singing with children, working with children. So that was a fun experience. Oh, I will tell you something really funny about that one, too. There was a college group, so a bunch of older, you know, they're not children, but they were, you know, college age. And I went to view, watch, listen, and I ended up teaching the rehearsal. And I didn't know, but it was fun. We had a great time. And then fast forward, we went to Costa Rica and taught some stuff there. And it was just fun, you know, and in spite of the language barrier. So I've been working on my Spanish ever since I got back so that when I go again, I'll be able to speak.
Yeah, that was my next question. That sounds amazing, both of those. Do you plan to do something similar? And do you have any different countries you'd love to go to?
Well, actually, there's so many places I want to go to, but I'm going to go back to Costa Rica first. So Costa Rica again this summer to kind of continue that work and, you know, try out my Spanish. So I need some Spanish songs. So
we've had several artists on the show, I think, that could probably hook you up.
Yeah, help me.
Well, very cool. Yeah, that all sounds amazing. And in the meantime, I know you've been working on some things because we have you on today to feature a couple of new songs that you have out. So if you're ready, we'll dive into those.
All right, let's jump in.
Awesome. All right, so the first one is called I'm About Them, Big, Big Dreams. So kind of playing off the name of your tour there. So tell us about this song. I know you have a vocalist on this one that you worked with. But yeah, tell us about this one.
So I'm About Them, Big, Big Dreams. First of all, the name of it couldn't be Big Dreams because I've previously written a song called Big Dreams. I was like, okay, now we can't call it the same thing. But it's a song. It's a short song. So more like, I don't know what you would call it, a song commercial. I wanted something that was catchy and quick and affirming, because in my experience growing up, you know, I had these big, big dreams and people weren't really paying attention to the kids. You know, they were like, she doesn't know what she's talking about, but I was clear about what I wanted to do. And so I always want to affirm other children who they're young, but they do know what they want to do. They kind of feel it, you know? And so I wanted like a little tune that they could just kind of say, you know, some sales, big dreams, I got them. Just over, and it's real short. And then I'm about them is, you know, we can't just have these big dreams. We've got to do some things to achieve those. So that's kind of what the song is about. And I got some of my students on it. There's a couple girls singing with me. Oh, and then there's a girl she's actually been with me for about 10 years. She came when she was 3, and she's doing a rap. She wrote, I had this, you know, the little chant thing, and I was like, ah, oh, we need a rap. And she just did it on the fly, and we put it in there.
Very cool. Well, this is the Dana Rice theme song, it sounds like.
Yes. And actually, speaking of that girl, I think the last time I was here with you, I shared a song called The World We Want.
Yes.
And it's the same girl. She wrote the rap for that one. Now she wrote the rap for this too.
Oh,
Kaylee Jordan.
awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, let's play this song. Here is I'm About 'Em, Big Dreams by Dana Rice.
Big dreams.
And that was I'm About 'Em, Big Dreams. Next song we're going to talk about is called Jeans. Tell us about this one.
So Jeans is one of my favorite songs, and it's a co-write with another student of mine. As you can tell, I love writing with students. And I love wearing jeans. Okay. So I get offended when there's an event and says no jeans allowed. And I'm like, but my jeans are cute, right? So
And comfortable, probably.
and comfortable, right? So hence the name jeans. And again, most of the things I do are centered around big dreams and how do you achieve them? How do you embrace them? And so the song says, put on your favorite jeans and chase your dreams. Because I know personally, I do better when I feel like I look good. You know, like when I enjoy what I'm wearing, it kind of just does something for me mentally. So put on your favorite jeans and chase your dreams. Write them on sticky notes and all kinds of things. Put them in your pocket like it's a deposit. You know, because when you write it, when I write things down, it solidifies it. It's like it's real. I can hold it in my hand, I can see it. And it reminds me to do the thing. And so it's just a fun little song. And the artist that's singing, her name is Mary Rain Quarles. And she is a college student now. But we wrote this song together and just like it. Everybody that's watching this is going to enjoy it.
Yeah, no, this is a really cool song, and I love how you get your students so actively involved and get them featured on these songs, because who knows, they may be out there one day accepting their Grammy Awards, and first
Oh,
person they're going to get up there and thank is Dana Rice.
absolutely. You know, we practice on this, right? We actually do practice on this. I say, you know, in your speech, you know, there's a formula. You got to thank God, you got to thank your parents, and you got to thank your music teacher and say my name in my website.
Very good. All right, well, we're going to play it. Here it is, Jeans by Dana Rice.
I
see you with those sad eyes. You're waiting for a surprise. Hold on and don't you cry. It's coming soon, it'll be here before you know it. When your hope is ripped at the seams, remember the biggest dreams are made out of simple things. It ain't all about limousines and paparazzi.
Hey, 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 hey.
Put on your favorite jeans and chase your dreams. Write them on sticky notes and all kinds of things. Put them in your pocket like it's a deposit. Walking around knowing that nothing's gonna stop you. Ooh, la-da-da-da, la-da-da-da, hey. Ooh, la-da-da-da, la-da-da-da, hey. Yesterday's come and gone. Tomorrow we can't count on. Don't sit around too long. Open the blinds and let the light rain on you. Hear the rumble inside your soul. Time to think about letting go. So the music can take control. Get up and get moving, get moving, get moving. Put on your favorite jeans and chase your dreams. Write them on sticky notes and all kinds of things. Put them in your pocket like it's a deposit. Walking around. Keep believing and know you'll get there. Put on your favorite jeans and chase your dreams. Write them on sticky notes and all kinds of things. Put them in your pocket like it's a deposit. Walking around knowing that nothing's gonna stop you.
Put on your favorite, put on your favorite.
La-da-da-da, la-da-da-da, hey.
And that was Jeans, and those are the two songs we're going to feature today from Dana Rice, but we do have a special bonus at the end. But before we get to that, assuming those songs can be found at all the places where people stream, download, and purchase music, how can people find and connect with you?
It's going to be real easy, okay? It's just my name, Dana Rice Music. You can go to my website, www.danaricemusic.com, on socials, Dana Rice Music. So that you can remember it and I can remember it too. Dana Rice Music.
Excellent. Well, Dana Rice and I have done a couple of things together. And as a special bonus, I wanted to feature them here on this episode because these are cover songs we did for my Tribute to the 80s album series, Kindies Do the 80s. So I approached Dana when I was putting my second volume together. And originally, this was supposed to be one album of about, 15 to 20 songs. But I ended up just realizing that I had so many more songs from the 80s that I loved. And a lot of people were really interested in it. So, I started to think a little bigger. So as volume two came together, one of the songs that I had bubbling out there was Pink Cadillac by Natalie Cole. And so I thought of Dana for this. And we got together and made it happen, and love the vocals that you did for this one. There is another version out there that Bruce Springsteen did, but I personally like the Natalie Cole version better. So tell me about how, your experience with that, putting that song together, and just how you feel about the 80s in general.
Yeah, well, I was so excited when you asked me to be on the project because, I had seen Barbie One and I was like, oh, this is really cool. Like, who thinks of this? And then when you suggested this Natalie Cole version, You didn't know that. I mean, she's one of my top all-time favorites. I mean, like when I was in college, I was like Natalie Cole. Everybody in my dorm had to listen to it. Everybody, it was just, I was Natalie Cole, okay? And so getting the opportunity to sing, this was really fun. And I can remember back in the 80s, this whole big deal with the pink Cadillac and, and I was just, yeah, it's cool and it's fun. And, yeah, you can imagine yourself, in this, little fun car. So I enjoy doing this. It's like a blast from, like all the memories coming up.
Yeah, no, I've always loved that song.
And then if you look at my hair, you can tell I really like the 80s because, you can just do whatever. So, yeah.
Yeah, and then when Volume 3 came along, we had so much fun on Volume 2. We talked about another song, and I believe it was you that brought up Straight Up. I was like, oh yeah, that's a good one. For the first volume, I was kind of firmly planted in like the early to mid 80s. Whereas, I just started thinking, okay, well, it's still 80s, and yeah, we need to expand our range here a little bit. And Straight Up was just a great song. Tell us a little bit about your experience with this one.
Yeah, so yeah, I was like getting real close to 90 there, and I was like having to check the date and say, okay, does this fit in? But I mean, like Paula Abdul, if you was there in the 80s, you were probably in the mirror just like I was trying to do the dances and straight up now tell me it's gonna be you. And it was just fun, and really though, that song is so much of my personality anyway. I'm like, give it to me straight. Don't mess around, don't beat around the bush. Just tell it to me so that I can make my choices. And so I just love the funness of the song. Did I make a word up? The funness of the song.
A
But
great word.
and
Very, very much
I also
describes
have
it.
to say that, I'm Dana, I'm not Paula. So I had to change a little bit of the way she was doing some parts of it so that I could do it. But I had fun doing that as well, too.
Well, Dana, it's been great having you on the show, and we're going to close this show out by playing both of those songs. I have one more volume of these coming up, so sneak preview. Dana will be on there again. I'm not going to say which song. We'll let that be a surprise, but it's going to be a banger. So, Dana, thank you so much for coming on, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, and enjoy Pink Cadillac and Straight Up to close us out.
me, baby. I've been a fool before, wouldn't like to get my love caught in the slamming door. Are you more than hot for me, or am I a page in your history? But I don't mean to make demands, but the word and the deed go hand in hand. How about some information, please?
Tell me, is it gonna be you and me?